We last discussed a question. We last discussed a question, do you recall? You asked me to tell you what I have seen. And in the asking, I offered the possibility that you might have been joking. But here we meet again, and it would seem that you were not. A poll, an ask, a request, if you like, was sent out, asking you, darling reader, what you wanted to know of what I have seen. The responses were varied, shy, sluggish even. Honestly, and please do not share on, there were no responses at all. Not even a one. And it seems to have become incumbent upon me, perhaps even forced upon me, to choose your view. One of my favourite lines in a film ever is, "If you could see the things my eyes have seen." Rutger Hauer, gently dying, lying in the blinding rain, Blade Runner. In deciding to take the baton and run for myself, as there was zero forthcoming, I thought to begin with abstracted moments of your awakening to the fact that there is more, so much more, to be experienced than most of you now enthralled to your internal stress and the internet know, believe, and can even see. You're being strangled, suffocated, diminished, and thrashed into an itsy bitsy, teeny tiny, minute version of yourselves. What you recognize and allow to be true has become rooted in horror, oppression, and a relentless sense of offense, of being offended. Turgid thoughts grinding down your glimpses of reality. You are indignation personified, spitting rage and judgment without any thought to the consequences of your fury and vitriol. This itsy bitsy, teeny tiny version of you is blinkered, distracted, blind to the heavens, to the natures, to the depths of all that can be seen, heard and felt, and you're missing so much. I'm so sorry that you cannot see, and seem to be terrified of, the landscape of the here and now.